One of my favorite Catholic authors is Dr. Peter Kreeft. Dr. Kreeft is a philosophy professor at Boston College. And I remember once a story that he told. I was listening to a talk that he gave. He told a story about one of his students at Boston College who was a young man, and he was a very faithful Muslim, very devout, and he wanted to learn a little more about Catholicism, Christianity. So he asked Dr. Kreeft if he could come with him to Mass sometime. And Dr. Kreeft said, sure, absolutely. So one day the two of them went to the chapel on campus for Mass. And Dr. Kreeft said the whole time this young man was very respectful. He just sat the whole time. He never stood, never kneeled, just sat. And then after Mass was over, they left and they started having a conversation. And this young man said to Dr. Kreeft, he said, so you as Christians believe that Jesus was not just a prophet, right? And he said, yeah, that's correct. He said, yeah, because we as Muslims, we think he was just a great prophet, but you Christians, you think he's actually God, right? Like God in the flesh. And Dr. Kreeft said, yes, that's correct. That's what we believe. And then he said, now, you believe that that little circular, flat, white piece of bread up there, that when the priest says, this is my body, you believe it actually becomes Jesus? And if Jesus is God, then you believe it actually becomes God? And Dr. Kreeft said, yeah, that's what we believe. And then this young man said, you know, sir, I don't mean any disrespect, but I don't think you believe that. And he said, what do you mean? You mean like, how in the world could we believe this? It's so, you know, how could you believe something like that? And he said, no, that's not what I mean. He said, if I believed that, if I believed what you believed about that little piece of bread, then I would fall on my knees and I would never get back up again. Our gospel today is the story of the road to Emmaus. Easter Sunday afternoon, Jesus spends a whole afternoon walking with two of his disciples to this town of Emmaus, several miles from Jerusalem. I've always found that kind of interesting. First day back on the scene, back alive, and Jesus spends a couple hours walking with two disciples. You know, sometimes I think, if I were Jesus, but it's probably a good thing that I'm not, but if I were Jesus on that Easter Sunday, I wouldn't go walking for a couple hours in the afternoon. I'd go show up at Pilate's palace and be like, I'm back! But again, it's good that I'm not Jesus. He comes and he walks with these two disciples, but their eyes are prevented from recognizing. They can't, for some reason, they can't recognize who he is, but they're attracted to him somehow. And this stranger begins to open up the scriptures for them and explain how the Old Testament prophesied that the Messiah would have to suffer and die and rise. And their hearts are burning within them as he's explaining the scriptures. And then they get to Emmaus, their town, and they say, come stay with us. And so this stranger sits down at a table with them and he takes bread. He blesses it. He breaks it and he gives it to them. Those four verbs, take, bless, break, give, are the exact same verbs that Jesus used, that Jesus did at the Last Supper, when he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it. And it's at that moment, boom, their eyes are open and they can recognize, they say, oh, it's Jesus, he's here. And then he vanishes. And they're so excited, they run back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples that we've seen the risen Lord. And he was made known to us in the breaking of bread. What happened that day on that road to Emmaus? Those two disciples, they were the first two disciples to attend Sunday Mass. How so? What do we do at Mass? There's two main parts to the Mass. Part one, the Liturgy of the Word, where the Scriptures are read. And then hopefully a priest or deacon like unpacks the Scriptures, explains them. Part two, the Liturgy of the Eucharist, where bread is taken, blessed, broken, and given. That's what happened on the road to Emmaus. The first Mass was a few days before on the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, but this was the first Sunday Mass where these disciples walk with Jesus, and what does he do? He opens the Scriptures for them. He explains the Scriptures to them. And then they sit down and Jesus takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, gives it to them, and it's at that moment they see him, they recognize him. The first Sunday Mass. For 2,000 years, every Sunday as Christians, we've been doing the exact same thing. Now here's the question I want us to think about. Luke writes in this passage that it's right there at that moment in the breaking of the bread, the celebration of the Eucharist, it's at that moment that Jesus vanishes. So here's the question. At that moment when Jesus vanishes, did Jesus leave those two disciples? No. He didn't leave. He was still there. How? In a whole new way. In a sacramental way, in the breaking of the bread. He was truly present right there in his body, blood, soul, and divinity in that great gift of the Eucharist. But you Catholics really don't believe that, right? That Jesus is actually truly present in the Eucharist? You, with all due respect, but you don't believe that, do you? Why would that young man have said that to Dr. Kreef that day? I don't know. I wasn't at that Mass in that chapel at Boston College. But maybe, just maybe, this very devout Muslim was looking around during Mass and he just noticed, like, how do people behave? Are they focused during Mass? Are they on their phones? Or they're just kind of bored? How do they behave when they come up to receive communion? Are they just kind of casual, no big deal, it's just going through the motions? And in his mind, like, if you really believe that little piece of bread is God, shouldn't that affect the way you pray, the way you attend Mass? Now, I bring this up. I'm not here to say, like, I think we're very irreverent here at St. Michael. I'm not saying that at all. I actually think we do a really good job here about being reverent at Mass and around the Eucharist. What I'm saying is, let's double down. Let's triple down. We can always find ways to increase our reverence around the Eucharist for who the Eucharist truly is, God. How do I act when I come to Mass? How do I act when Mass is over? How do I act anytime I'm in the church, right? How do I act when I'm coming for communion? Am I respectful? Am I reverent? Do I recognize? Do I find myself in awe of the gift I'm about to receive? Remember a couple years ago when the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris caught fire? It was like 4 years ago. It was during Holy Week. It was like Tuesday or Wednesday of Holy Week that year. And I remember just being glued to my TV, just watching the church just burn. I've never even been to Paris. And I remember just being so saddened by this sight of this beautiful, historic cathedral being burnt. A few days later, there was an interview with the Archbishop of Paris about the whole situation, and he said something profound. The context of this is the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, it held the relic of the crown of thorns. The actual crown of thorns that Jesus wore on his head at the crucifixion, the relic of that, the remains of that, was held at that church. Fortunately, they got that relic out of there before the fire consumed it. The archbishop said about this, about the fire, he said, remember, this beautiful church was not built to house the crown of thorns. He said, this big, beautiful church was built because we believe that inside that church, a little piece of bread becomes God. Did Jesus leave the two disciples when he vanished that day in Emmaus? Nope. He was still there. He was still with them in a whole new way in the breaking of the bread. And if I really believe that, if I really believe that, then I would fall on my knees and never get up again.